All right, hey, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts, good morning. December the 4th, 2024, 21 days until Christmas. Beautiful day here on the East Coast. I hope it is great wherever you are at. 30 degrees outside, sunny, low wind. Good day for a paddle, I guess. it's definitely cold, but it'll be fun. We are paddling this morning, meeting everybody down at the ocean at 10. I got a couple things I need to do this morning for my father. Run by his house, check on the place, make sure everybody's good over there. And, then, stop the procrastination. Let's get it on. Let's get out there and do some ocean paddling this morning. It's going to be chilly, but I think it'll be fine. It is. I don't think it's very windy. Actually, the hardest part of this, the hardest part of the paddling is the mental part, preparing mentally for the paddle, and it's going to be fine. It's going to be a fantastic morning. I've said in the past, I am not living unless I am suffering, and there will be a little suffering this morning, so I'll be doing some living, and that's pretty freaking great. I love it. I wouldn't be doing it if I wasn't part of this club. I know we also got to get the boat ready. We had the big parade. Our local town is having their parade tonight, and then ours is on Saturday. So we got some stuff to do there, and then I've got to go out and meet my father. The guy from the veterans home is coming out to meet my dad, and I'm hoping that we can get my dad into the VA by the end of the week. I'm hoping. He's not really doing very good. I got him a doctor's appointment yesterday. He went, it's just tough. I hope he'll be all right, but we'll see what happens with that. And then, off today and meeting tonight. Actually, I do not think I'm going to make the meeting tonight. Inconvenience is showing up. Actually, it's not inconvenience. It's actually really cool. My son has made the basketball team. I don't know if I shared that. That was a big deal last year. He tried to go out for basketball, did not make the team, and was the scorekeeper. And, but he hung in there. He did the scorekeeping. He was the team manager, so to speak. And this year went out for the team and actually made the team. I don't know if he got better or if they just appreciated him hanging in there. I think he probably did a little of both. Sometimes those tough times, sometimes those things that just don't seem like they are good aren't always as bad as we think, and there's a lot of great lessons to be learned, right? And a good L, and Nick Saban, right? Never miss the opportunity for a good L, and my son didn't. So he starts basketball tonight, or their first game is tonight. He's been doing practice and stuff, so I'm going to go to that, and I don't know if I'm going to make the meeting, to be honest. I don't know if I have, if I can make it, so we'll see, the good thing is I try to go to a lot of meetings. I've said this before. I try to, I don't call it credit, but, it'd be one thing if I hadn't been to a meeting in a month and tonight was the night, I'm going to make it all up. But I make a lot of meetings. And so, this Wednesday night is going to be, a bit of a tough deal. But, it's important for me to hang out and watch him play basketball. And, I'm excited about that. Really proud of him that he hung in there and, didn't quit. Because that's probably what I would have done.
To get rid of this.
Weapon and the Wound. Interesting. Days of the New. Big fan of that guy. Yeah. But yeah, so that's what I'm doing today. I'm paddling and then got a few things to do for my dad and then hopefully going to go see some basketball. But I thought I'd sit down. You know, I was still, you know, when I sit down and do this podcast, I've shared before, I really don't have any notes. I just seeing if I can just share on things that I've been thinking about. And sometimes when I sit down, I sort of go off on one sort of tangent and forget other things. And so I wanted to maybe sit down and also talk, you know, a little bit more about the 12-step. You know, I shared in the podcast the other day that, you know, a lot of people haven't done it. It's a lot, right? It's a lot to get to that point at the 12th step, right? It's just, you know, most people, either they go back out drinking or just lose interest or just become satisfied for how far they've gotten and are cool with that. And I totally get that. Some people let life sort of push them farther down the steps. You know, sometimes recovery, we start to want and hear, or we hear about things, and then we start to want and become interested in more that the program has to offer. You know, my buddy Bobby, he was in this program for, I don't know how many years, 9 years, 8 years, and really didn't believe that the steps were necessary for him. He said he woke up one, had a dream one night about something and woke up and just never drank again. And for a long time, that was fine. I guess that's fine. You know, I guess the whole point is, you know, we don't want to die drunk, right? We don't want this disease to come back after us when we're not expecting it and grab us like an alligator on the in the freaking water. I won't even live in Florida, right? Because those freaking things come out of nowhere and grab you and just pull you in. And before you know it, you're underwater drowning and dead. And that's really how this disease is. And so I'm imagining these guys from, you know, back in 1939, whenever the big book was first published, you know, that was what, and I don't even know, I haven't looked into it, but I would imagine that if someone comes into a program to address their drinking, hopefully you want to do it for life, right? You want to do it for life. And that's hard to think, right? That's hard to picture. And that's where they come up with these things like one day at a time. One day at a time really has saved me, you know. And one day at a time really exposed me for the person or the issue that I really had, which is the disease of self, right? Because immediately, right, I come in. And I think it's funny, and I don't know the history of the coin. I don't know the history of that, but I know that the coin and time can feed into ego, especially early on. I know early when I came in the program, it was all about getting that coin, right? I wanted that coin and I want numbers on it. And today, you know, I'll celebrate 16 years. Not a big deal. I mean, you know, I think it's cool, but I have a lot of coins. I have a lot of coins. And so, you know, it's a big deal, but it isn't what's most important. But I can tell you early on, it was important. And so I'm imagining, you know, there was this, you know, this effort to try to build a program to help us to try to stay sober one day at a time forever. I know it's not smart to say that, but, you know, ideally, I don't want to drink again, right? I don't want, and, you know, and it's funny, I don't think about drinking, but there are other things I think about, right? Sometimes the grass always seems greener on the other side. I've fallen for this one time. I'm not sure if it was a good move or a bad move, but, you know, I have, you know, like I said, believe the grass is greener and was a little out of my program, a little concerned in self. And, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, I don't fear the drink, but I do fear that. Like the grass always being greener, you know, whether it's in work or in a relationship. You know, I tend to forget the good parts and only see the bad parts and then, you know, this little group in my head is like, you know, maybe we should try something different, right? Maybe it's time that you really, you know, get what you deserve. And, you know, I fell for that before, an early recovery on many things, right? Whether it was going back to school, relationships, jobs, You know, that's why they say don't do anything like that in the first year, man. But this is year 16. And, you know, that thought can come up, especially with relationships. You know, relationships, I'll just speak for myself. I have trouble with them. You know, I'm married. My wife and I do pretty well. But, you know, there are days I'm like, God damn, you know, I didn't sign up for this bullshit. But they're just demons, right? And I know I talk about that a lot and it seems a bit silly, but, you know, they're all demons. Right, this disease, the main devil, the head leader of the devil group, you know, he wants me, she, whatever, wants me by myself in a one-bedroom apartment drinking vodka until I'm dead. I don't know why that is, though. That's a weird, you know, you would think, I guess it's the opposite, right? I mean, I can't even imagine what God wants for us, right? I would imagine, you know, just a life of free of self. Free of the body, right? That is the burden. But that disease wants me alone by myself drinking vodka. And, you know, when I start to, you know, go through those thoughts that like the grass is greener, this relationship isn't what I thought it was going to be, and usually it's for the moment, right? It's short-lived. It doesn't take that long for me to recognize, you know, you're an idiot and you need to recognize how awesome your life is. Sometimes I don't. And, you know, but today, you know, I can work through it. I know this too shall pass. There'll be days I'm like, you know, I didn't sign up for this bullshit. And give me a half an hour, give me 15 minutes, right? And, you know, it too shall pass. And, Another great suggestion that was taught to me early on in the program, this too shall pass. And it's true. It is true. And so, you know, the disease comes to me in many, 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 many ways. And hopefully over the last 12 steps of working a program and getting to this place at the 12 step, we've identified most of this stuff. I know when I first did the 12 steps, and I've shared, I didn't really do them from a good place in my heart. I did it from a good place in my head. And, you know, I think about that today, and I believe that that was part of the process for me. You know, my buddy Rich, he drank the other day, and I said, now you got that out of the way, right? Because he reminded me of one of these people that had come in because he had to. And now I think he, and he said it in a meeting the other day, he goes, you know, I didn't recognize everything, and today I start to see it from a different angle and more of a I get to instead of I have to, and you know, more as let's learn about myself instead of I have to because or else, right? Or else I'm going to die, or else I'm going to lose my family, or else I'm going to lose my career, right? He's at a place now, he's like, I think I just want to learn who I am and be prepared because when the disease comes, and it can sit dormant for a while, but when it comes back, it's sneaky and it's surprising. And, you know, like I shared before, when I drank, I really did not expect to drink. I really didn't. I just expected, I had stated I will never drink again, in fact. And, you know, but it comes in different ways. And it came at my, just didn't like the way the meeting was run. I had moved, it was a good opportunity. Right, it's not going to come at me saying I don't like the way these meetings are run when I'm in my hometown, but when I move to a new town, and all of a sudden, you know, the meeting is different. Right, the money is collected at a different time. The door does face a different direction, and the next thing you know, I'm starting to think about it. Right, and it's like hanging out with you know three bad kids. You know, we're talking shit, and that's what we were doing, and we didn't like the meeting, and next thing you know, I'm not going back. And that's when it had me. It separated me from the herd, right? Remember when I told my sponsor I was moving, he's like, you know, right away, find a meeting, make it a home group, get in the herd, get back in the herd. And I didn't do that. I didn't do any of that. So, you know, as much as these steps are important, man, there's a lot of other stuff that's really important as well. You know, I told my one guy I'm sponsoring, call me every day. He didn't call yesterday. Part of me is like, fuck him, you know, punish him. But I can't, for what? You know, this isn't college or anything. This is just trying to help a guy. But, you know, I feel like, And I talked to my one guy the other day, too. He's not going. He wasn't going to a meeting because he was tired. You know, we had a drink. You know, so I'm having enough trouble taking care of my own shit, right? So, I'm here for these guys. But at the same time, man, the battle is on everywhere, right? Battle is on. Whatever voice told them, you're tired, right? You deserve to stay home. You worked hard. That's bullshit. That is a freaking devil right there, folks. And, the devil doesn't want you going to a meeting, right? The devil doesn't want you getting back with the herd. The devil wants to keep you separate so that the devil can talk to you. Because as soon as you get out there with other people and start having conversations, the devil gets exposed for what he is. And then you're like, damn it, I almost fell for it, right? And so, you know, it's almost like do the opposite day, right? If your head says don't share, share. If your head says don't go to a meeting, get to a meeting, right? Whatever the head starts saying, whatever the devil starts telling you, do the opposite. And, hopefully over time, we can get through these steps, right? And then we get to the end, and then hopefully we can look back and say, man, this had nothing to do with drinking. This is all about thinking. And, when that starts to happen, boy, that feels good. And I look at it now and I think, why didn't that happen sooner? Why did I have to go through all of this and still not be at a place where I'm safe, right? I still, I got to be at a meeting. I wouldn't miss a meeting for the world. I will miss the meeting tonight for my son to play basketball. But that's, I don't get a lot of those moments. And I can make the meeting up. I could probably make it up today. In fact, I'm paddling. There's a meeting today at noon, but I won't be done. I don't think I'll be done by noon. So I'll be fine. Famous last words, right? Famous last words. I'll be fine. But I should be all right. I don't feel like drinking. And I don't feel like isolating. And I don't feel like doing any of that shit. I just feel like going to see my son play some basketball. But yeah, man, the 12 steps, what a journey. Wherever you're at, just keep grinding through them. Enjoy it. I find it fascinating. I do find the spiritual battle that takes place in my life is absolutely fascinating. I love it. And I love to, now it's like, when you watch like a football game and these guys, the players talk smack to one another, it's kind of like how my recovery is. I'm like, okay, bro, I see that move. I've seen that one before. but, right, they're always getting more cunning and baffling, man. You never know when the next move is coming. And, but, it's like the other stuff like that I was talking about, man. Those are the things, the grass is always greener kind of stuff. Those are the things that are tough to recognize. And, you got to be extra careful because, it's like, okay, we know he's not going to drink. So we'll try another angle, right? And, you separate yourself from your family and all of a sudden the grass is greener somewhere else and you're like, and then you throw everything down the toilet for some pipe dream. And then you're like, what the fuck happened? And nothing behind you but carnage and damage. And, you got to think all these things through. All of them. All right, let me read the daily reflections. Uh-oh. All right, we're good. Yeah, let me read the daily reflections. And then we'll see where we're at. I got to get sort of rolling out here. I'm trying to do the podcast a little more. I don't know. I don't know if anybody's listening, but I thought I would sit down and, check in. So here we go. All right, daily reflections. This is not March 3rd. What is that? Is it March? No. Okay, here we go. Like March. Into action, December the 4th. AA is more than a set of principles. It is a society of alcoholics in action. We must carry the message, else we ourselves can wither, and those who haven't been given the truth may die. Mm-hmm. As Bill sees at page 13. I desperately wanted to live, but if I was to succeed, I had to become active in our God-given program. I joined what became my group, where I opened the hall, made coffee, and cleaned up. I had been sober about 3 months when an old-timer told me I was doing 12-step work. What a satisfying realization that was. I felt I was really accomplishing something. God had given me a second chance. AA had shown me the way, and these gifts were not only free, they were also priceless. Now, the joy of seeing newcomers grow reminds me of where I have come from and where I am now, and the limitless possibilities that lie ahead. I need to attend meetings because they recharge my batteries so that I have the light when it is needed. I'm still a beginner in service work, but already I am receiving more than I am giving. I can't keep it unless I give it away. I am responsible when another reaches out for help, and I want to be there sober. Yeah. Yep. That is funny. I remember when early on in, I took on a, I think my temporary sponsor told me I was a greeter. And I was like, cool, right? I thought I was just, greeting. But then someone reminded me, that is 12-step work. And I was like, really? Because it didn't really feel like 12-step work. It just felt like I was a greeter. But they explained to me, the importance in it. And, oh, shit. All right. So everybody's calling me. I can't. I guess I got shit to do. I hope everybody, has a great day. Real quick, I did think it was interesting early on in recovery when somebody told me I was doing 12-step work by just being a greeter. It felt good for a guy like me who'd been down to the bottom. And, anyway. Everyone have a great day. Later. I can't miss. It's a song.